Welcome, friends, to the Girl Mom Podcast. This is Carrie Kempakis, your host. Today's episode is inspired by a reader of mine who messaged me on Instagram to say that one thing she has prioritized is teaching her son to be a good first boyfriend. She wisely pointed out to her son that by doing this, he sets a high bar for every future boy his girlfriend would date, and hopefully the person she'd one day marry. The reader told me that her son had made some really good choices in choosing girls to date, and I couldn't help but think that maybe it works both ways. That by being a good boyfriend, he helps her as well as himself because of the high caliber girls he'll attract. If you have a son, these are just a few ideas on how to guide him in dating, and I'd love to hear your ideas of what make a good boyfriend as well. We moms can learn so much from each other and the insights we gain as our kids grow up. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the show. Girls often settle for guys who don't treat them well because they don't know better. Sometimes it's a daddy issue. Sometimes they have bad judgment and repeat the same mistake. Sometimes they're just naive or quick to fall for a charming act. Whatever the case may be, our world needs more boys who set a high bar in dating. We need boys who help girls understand what they should expect and what is possible in the world of dating. I appreciate parents who work hard to teach their sons how to respect, protect, and date a girl. I believe in traditional values, and if you do too, here's some ideas to share with your son on how to be a great boyfriend. Plan fun dates, listening for clues of what your girlfriend likes or might enjoy. Show up for dates on time. Be kind and respectful, treating your girlfriend like you'd want somebody to treat your sister. Pick her up at the front door when you do have a date, and always shake her father's hand. Open doors for your girlfriend, at cars and restaurants, etc. Pay for her meals. Be a thoughtful gift giver, especially on her birthday, Christmas, and Valentine's Day. Give genuine compliments and tell her that she looks pretty, especially on those big days when you know that she spent hours getting ready. Look out for her safety, get her home safely, and walk her to the door. Bring her home in better condition than when you picked her up. In other words, enrich her life and make her a better person. Include her in the conversation when you're out with your friends. Don't ignore her or make jokes at her expense. See her as your sister in Christ, as a human being with a heart and a purpose and not an object to be ogled over or used. Protect her reputation and don't share private details with your buddies. Gossip that won't stick to you will stick to her forever. Ask for dates in person and use the phone or FaceTime in a pinch, but don't text or Snapchat when asking her on a date. Cheer her on, point out her gifts, and encourage her to chase her dreams. Make her laugh as this breaks the ice and grows your friendship. Respect her boundaries, especially her physical boundaries, and remember that no means no, and that you shouldn't take away something from her that's only meant for her husband. Keep in mind that love says, I can wait, while lust says, I have to have it now. At a party or an event, continue to check on her and ask if she needs anything. Every now and then, surprise her, like showing up with her favorite candy. Ask good questions to get to know her, and don't just talk about yourself. Be a gentleman, knowing that the habits you build while dating will carry over into your future marriage. The goal is to be a godly man and a loving leader, protector, and provider. Follow through if you say you'll call your girlfriend and don't play with her emotions, lead her on, or hold her hand even if you don't mean it. Also, don't say something just because you think she wants to hear it, for that will eventually hurt her and also earn you a reputation as a liar. Keep in mind that girls talk and warn other girls about boys. So how you treat your girlfriend and how you handle a breakup can later impact you when you're crazy about another girl and ask her out. Guys who act like jerks or treat girls poorly often get rejected or written off by girls who have standards for who they date. And last, remember that the best gift you can give your girlfriend is your love for the Lord. Put Him first and seek His will, and you'll attract the right girls. You'll be on a path that God can bless and help your girlfriend find that path too. Dating done correctly leaves an open door for future friendship. Even if your breakup is kind of painful, it is possible, with time, to be on good terms again if both people can look back and feel like their boyfriend or their girlfriend was good for them. As you coach your son on dating, moms, remind him that he's setting the bar for every future guy his girlfriend will date. He's creating a standard that will help her choose well. At the same time, your son is also helping himself. He's learning to stand out in a good way, in a positive way, which ultimately attract the cream of the crop and bring girls of high caliber into his life. Friends, thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm so grateful to have you here. And if you enjoyed the show, please follow the Girl Mom Podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen, and leave a ratings or review so others can find these messages too. Also, my new book for moms called More Than a Mom, How Prioritizing Your Wellness Helps You and Your Family Thrive, is now available everywhere books are sold. This book is for girl moms and boy moms and full of encouragement no matter what season of parenting you're in. Find the link to this book and my other books in the show notes. Thanks again for your support, and have a great day.